Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. NordVPN.com/Fightful makes my browsing experience better. Way better than yours if you don't use it. Why? Because I can block online trackers. I can block annoying pop-up ads and malware. I can browse safely, securely, wherever I am, even if I'm right here on all my devices. This laptop, actually this is a desktop, what am I saying? But this laptop right here, this phone right here, that router over there, the TV over there, all with NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can also save on pay-per-views. Maybe you want to check out AEW without commercials. Maybe you miss the old WWE Network. Maybe you want to buy a big UFC pay-per-view with an overseas service at a much more affordable rate. NordVPN.com/Fightful not only has you covered, but when you get one of their plans, you're effectively going to save yourself money. And I'm going to save you some more. 4 months free on top of that deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. We talked to him in person last time at WrestleCade just a few years ago. Now we got him here. You can see him every week, MLW on Reels. We got Davey Boy Smith Jr. How you doing, man?
Great. Thank you very much for having me on here, Sean Ross.
Always, always love talking to you. There's always plenty to talk to you about. You're back in MLW. I'm excited to learn, like, how did this return sort of come about? Who reaches out to you to make this a reality?
I'm certainly excited and glad to be back with Major League Wrestling as well. You know, I always have a special place in my heart for Major League Wrestling. You know, it was my first independent pro wrestling event in the United States I worked for, being a 17-year-old kid flying from Calgary, doing my chemistry homework on the plane with along with Teddy Hart, TJ Wilson, and Jack Evans. So, you know, Mr. St. Laurent and Court Bauer reached out to me about returning, and it just was felt like the right thing to do. I haven't, schedule-wise, I've been kind of content with I enjoy being at home more, and MLW schedules a lot less, and it just seems to be a place where I have a lot of creative input, and really the right fit for me. And you know, MSL and Court have been great with working with me over the years and really have given me a great opportunity, and they said that the doors are open for me to come back, and it's been it's been really great so far, and I brought along my cousins from the UK, the Billington Bulldogs, and we've been having a blast ever since. And, I like to consider MLW my home.
You mentioned the Billington Bulldogs. I mean, MLW has been probably ahead of the curve more than any company about bringing in next-generation wrestlers, and not just next-generation wrestlers for name value, ones that are talented in the ring too. So it's not just bringing people in because they have a name. It's bringing people in who have a name and they can bring it in the ring. We've seen it with Devon Erichs. We saw it with Brian Pillman. We've seen it with countless others. I mean, it seems like a real inroads for a lot of talent. I mean, you mentioned it was for you.
Absolutely. You know, you got guys like Devon Erichs. That's there are a couple great talents as well. You know, Jacob Fatu, he's quite a specimen. I mean, the guy is athletic as hell, and he's got those Samoans. They're all natural wrestlers, you know. Yeah. What else can I say? They're great. And, myself and the Billington Bulldogs coming into MLW as well. And, court's given us a really great foundation and a great platform to, you know, showcase our skills. So it's been great.
Would I be right in assuming that the no ropes catch wrestling idea was one that you probably pushed for?
It was it's a different feel. It's originally the blood sport idea, and they approached me with it, and I was all for it because, you know, I really want to push the catch wrestling style and something that's different that you're not going to see on TV, you know, Monday and Friday nights, right? So, you know, something like that that's going to intrigue the mixed martial arts audience and submission grappling audience as well. So I pushed for it, but it was their idea initially. So, and a good one at that.
And I mean, everybody knows about your family lineage, but you did a lot of work with Billy Robinson before he passed as well. I remember, I believe you had your face blurred in one of the videos. I think you were under contract at the time, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. That was, Jesus. We were doing instructionals for scientific wrestling, and it was actually at Ronda Rousey's old high school in Los Angeles. And I remember the mat said Samohi. So it was pretty cool. And I got to train with Josh Barnett and Eric Paulson. That was the first time I met Eric at that point. And at the time, I mean, it probably in hindsight, it didn't really matter because, the instructionals didn't come out till years later. And it wasn't like I was doing anything to, you know, make money off WWE with this.
Sure.
I said to Jake, just to be safe, just have my name blurred out and don't mention me in the instructional. And he's like, oh, damn, man, we did so much with you. And, you know, I mean, I was stiff and sore because I've been rolling with Josh and then was pretty much the UK dummy for all Billy and Josh's submissions for like two straight days. And those were just the ones that showed. I mean, it was 4 hours of getting thrown and submission holes shown on me. So it was, it was a lot of work and a lot of content. So for sure. I was just spending some time with Josh Barnett. Also, in Los Angeles and got to do some live catch matches.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which was a great experience again. And I was up there helping train and prepare John Morrison, John Hennigan, excuse me, for his upcoming pro boxing fight. So
that's awesome. We did an interview with him recently to promote
good experience.
It.
Yeah. 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 I hope he does well and good on him for taking the challenge. You know, that's kind of stepping out of his comfort zone because he's a really athletic, great wrestler. People wouldn't know, like a collegiate amateur. He's extremely fast. So, you know, boxing isn't his thing, but he's stepped up to the challenge and wants to test himself, which I think I think that's great and very comfortable to John. So hope he does well, and I'll be there to support him all the way.
I had the good fortune of doing a Billy Robinson, Billy Scott seminar before Billy Robinson passed away, and I got half-hatch suplexed about 20 times in a row by my coach as Billy Robinson kept saying, do it again, do it again, do it again. I love it.
That's great.
One of the most positive experiences like of my life that was. It was just fantastic. I remember videos emerging of you training with Batista as well, like doing some MMA training with him.
Yeah, I was training. I helped Dave train for his MMA debut, and it was funny, just, you know, coincidence. I think it was when he was debuting his first fight. I was flying to New Japan for my return trip, and we were on the plane, and while the fight was happening, Loki and I were on the same flight, and we had to wait till we landed to check the results. We saw Dave won, which was great, and it was a fun fight camp. Myself, Dave, you know, God rest his soul, Stefan Bonner. It was really too bad. Eric Albarracin and did a couple other guys down there. Justin McCauley. It was a lot of fun. So glad to be a part of that as well. Dave was always been a great guy and, you know, the type of person he'd give you the shirt off his back and very giving and nice guy and a great training partner.
You mentioned the Billington Bulldogs, who I know MLW is very high on. I mean, I've spoken to people there that like them an awful lot. How close were you all before this? Like, did you all keep in touch regularly? Was it like how was that relationship before you all started to team more regularly? Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I hadn't seen them since, it had been 2014. Would have been the last time I'd seen them. So they were young kids. And then I was keeping in touch with them on social media and through their Instagram and Facebook pages and with their father, Mark. And I'd seen their progress. And I thought, wow, they really, they went and took a quantum leap with their skills and everything like that. And it started to get some really good experience. So, and then they had a great coach with Marty Jones as well. So I didn't necessarily have a super close relationship. Just would have been when I would visit, I would see them they pop in and say hi. And then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, it's on Instagram and everything. They're, coming off the top rope with all the drop kicks and the headbutts and stuff. So, and they came to Calgary and they decided to stay for a while and work with some of the local circuits here, which is good to get experience. And then I trained with them a couple times. And their basics are all pretty good, and they just need experience and, they're still young, so they haven't filled out, so just keep training, and we'll keep doing better and also staying safe.
Reminder, you can check out MLW on Reels every Tuesday. I was mentioning you've had this program with Alex Kane, been involved heavily with him in MLW, and he's another guy that came into MLW and immediately rose to incredible heights. How has that been for you? Because I would imagine you had never worked with Alex Kane before this, I would imagine.
No, I hadn't. I was not really aware about him. Since he's come to MLW, he's really stepped up, and he's got a great amateur background himself. And he's very talented, and he's a good athlete, and, he's I guess the self-proclaimed suplex machine. And we've wrestled each other, battled each other a couple times now, which is yet to be seen on Reels. So I'm not going to spoil any of that for the audience unless they were there live. it's been great. It's been a real pleasure to share the squared circle with Alex. And I thought that our first singles match that we had at the ECW arena was really awesome, and the crowd really responded well to it. And it was, the type of wrestling like that, exchanging suplexes and submission holds and, working wrestling snug and stiff and solid. And they were great matches. So I'm looking forward to seeing those every Tuesday night on 10 p.m. on Reels. And the Billington Bulldogs, they have a match coming up that's this Tuesday against the FBI.
Oh, I love
it. So, well, fans, tune into that.
So I think I've done 3 or 4 interviews with you. I've never really spoken to you about your family. And I'm interested about some sort of light, well, I guess they're lighter topics. When you see Brett, who is one of my favorite interviews of all time, I got to interview him and I said, I'm going to get the positive Brett Hart interview. I'm going to get him in a good mood. He's going to say nice things about people. And I said, who does the best sharpshooter besides you? And he looked at me and he goes, it's a lot easier if I told you who did the worst ones. I loved it. Like it popped me. But when you see him burying Goldberg to the point to where it's a bit now, do you ever get a kick out of it? Like, do you enjoy that? Do you look at that and you're like, I know what he's doing here?
You know, I don't really know. I know, I understand where he's coming from with that situation. And it probably did cost him his career, you know, career.
Yeah.
And might have had, you know, some possibly helped with, I guess, augmented what happened with his stroke. Mm-hmm. So I understand. That's his beef. Personally, I like Bill a lot. And I was hoping that maybe one day we could have worked together because I like his, you know, he's just very bang on. There's just, don't get any super kicks from him, of course. you know, spears and jackhammers are fine. Maybe not that, but no, I like both guys, and he's obviously still has issues to this day with it. And, you know, I understand where he's coming from, but I like Bill too. So it is what it is. It's not my place to say whether he's right or wrong to say it. And that's his opinion. And, you know, maybe, we all have opinions, right? So we all don't agree on everything, and that's how he feels. So you have to respect where he's coming from, and I don't have anything good or bad to say about it, really. Just it is what it is. It's too bad. It's like, it's kind of like with Austin and Owen when he broke, you know, dropped him with the pile driver. Just it's one of those things that happened, and, you know, thankfully Steve was able to continue his career after that, but it definitely left a nasty scar on his career, and I think probably cut it short with the way how he had to exit the wrestling business with all other injuries and other things included. But
it seems like Brett's in on the bit now. Like, it seems like he knows that people get a kick out of it. Like, I remember I asked him about El Dandy because I loved that El Dandy promo, and he goes, yeah, El Dandy was great. Would have loved to work with him instead of Goldberg.
Yeah, you know, maybe he's, you know, that's kind of funny. Yeah.
It is. Like, I think he's in on the bit. Like, I think he knows that people are going to giggle about it. I don't think he means anything malicious by it now. We've also seen Natalya and TJ sort of take over the Dungeon moniker. What do you think about that? Like, we see a lot of people popping up just to go train with them. I know that they put in a good word for a guy like Jason Cade, who did some training there. Now he's doing some producing in WWE.
Oh, is he? I don't know.
Yeah, he's doing some producing.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Good on him. You know, they got a nice ring there, and they're definitely giving back to a lot of the talent that are able to show up. And, you know, they run them through good hard training practices. And TJ's an excellent coach. I can't really think of a better coach off the top of my head, except for maybe myself, or as good technically. And he's got a great wrestling mind. So, you know, that's good. You know, I haven't paid much attention to that, but it's good.
I know there were some women that had been released by WWE, and they told me they would only come back if TJ was producing their matches. Like, that's how well-regarded he is in that. Like, I know he didn't do the Royal Rumble last year, and a few people passed. They're like, if TJ ain't doing it, then we don't want to come back and do it, because he's so well-regarded.
Yeah. Wow.
And I know that you had, of course, your brief return to WWE. If they called, what would you say at this point? Is it one of those things where it's like, yeah, I'd consider it again, new regime? Or is it one of those, well, I don't know, been there, done that a couple times?
I don't know. That's a good question. Well, you know, they're probably going to offer the highest guaranteed contracts.
Sure.
Right now, so it would just be for the money, and I would just say it would that would all be. It wouldn't be for. I couldn't give two shits about being there otherwise. Just be for the money. To be perfectly honest, I don't really watch the product anymore or anything. So, if it was for money, sure. But otherwise, no.
During that last run, did they ever present creative for you? Because I know a lot of us were like, when's he debuting? You popped up in the dark match that happened. But like, other than that, we were all just kind of waiting for you to come back.
No, I didn't really know where the run was going. I did good with my two dark matches. And I got myself into really tip-top shape. I was about close to 280. Lean with abs and invested a lot of money and time into work, you know, with getting meal prepping done and all that sort of stuff. So the last thing I had heard was the idea was for me to debut on a SmackDown as the Stampede Stud, which I kind of dug the name, but it's like, well, man, hey, you know what? I'll try to work with it. Well, I'm not going to go against the tide on this one. And I was positive about things. And then it was just out of nowhere. I got, supposed budget cuts, even though the company still grossed one of its highest years financially. So that just tells me that they're looking to sell it. So whatever, and yeah. It was what it was. And I was happy for the free money, and you know, hey, what else could I? I can't really be as disappointed that nothing happened, but I can't, you know, as much as hard as it was, not boggle me down and take it as it was, and hey, you know what? Maybe I would go back, maybe not. I'm not sure. Pessimistic about it, but I'm not kind of unsure about going back there. What that might entail, I don't even know what kind of idea that they would have. So
it really seems like you're able to do like just a lot of cool shit outside of WWE. Honestly, I mean, like the Moxley Bloodsport match, Bloodsport in general, like that concept is so great. Teaming with like Doug Williams, like I thought when I saw that matchup, I was like, that's brilliant. I love that. The stuff with the Billington Bulldogs.
Oh, thank you.
Like you're getting to do all this like really, really cool stuff outside of the auspices of WWE. So as you mentioned, like when they just were like, what are we doing? I don't know. But then you get to go outside and do all this stuff. Does it like, how does that make you feel like when you look back on that run? Is it like, well, probably might be better out here?
Yeah. You know, like one of the cool things about working outside of there is like, you know, I got to been able to help with my Uncle Brett with this new dungeon wrestling project we've had. And we did very well at the last Pavilion show, almost sold it out, which is an increase from the first time when we were there in October. So it's building, which is great. You don't want it to start high and then it starts to fizzle off, which a lot of the companies the last 20 years or so that have tried to do that here, it seems to happen. It's kind of a pattern. So, you know, being able to work at the Pavilion, I mean, stuff like that is just priceless because that's where, you know, I grew up and watching Stampede Wrestling as a kid, and my dad and Dynamite Kid and Brett Nolan and, you know, Bad News Allen, all these great superstars got to perform there. And just the nostalgia of it, of being back in that arena is just like, you know, that stuff like that really gives me that, you know, that lights that fire in me and gives me that urge. And actually, you know, growing up being a young, you know, teenager watching ECW, being at the ECW arena, working with MLW, it's you know, I've grown to really, really like that and adore that arena. You know, it's just the nostalgia of being there. And what, my first singles match I had with Alex Kane at the ECW arena, which it should be airing with weeks to come, was really awesome. And just, you know, that ECW style crowd when they're really into it. So stuff like that's been great. You know, that's the stuff like that that you can really cherish those memories for years to come. And, you know, you can't do this forever. So if you get opportunities like that, you know, you just go out there and give it your all. And I'm very much appreciative to MLW for giving me that platform and that opportunity to showcase my skills in the what I think is the right direction. I've always felt that MLW and Court, under my guidance as well, have had the best idea of how to present me as a package. And that's been great. And I'm very fortunate to have MLW.
You mentioned the Dungeon Wrestling shows. I know Bollywood Boys worked there, Pillman, Masters, Nick Aldis. They look like fun shows.
Yeah,
and using the Stu Hart Heritage Championship that you held for forever, it seems like you held that title.
Almost 3,000 days.
Yeah. My God.
It was something like that. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I got a chance to wrestle Nick at the October event, and he won the over some skullduggery.
Shocking.
Took the Stu Hart Heritage Championship from me. So I'm looking to get that back, but Nick's a great performer and he really knows how to present himself. You know, that old school kind of, like the Harley Race or Nick Bockwinkel kind of image. And he's able to back it up in the ring. And I thought we had a hell of a match. I haven't been able to watch it back yet. It hasn't been, I know someone has it on film, but
sure,
it hasn't been aired for YouTube or DVD or anything. But I had a real blast working with Nick. He's a top notch performer.
Reminder, guys, you can check out MLW on Reels every Tuesday. Davey Boy Smith Jr., I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Let us know where they can follow you on social media or follow any of your projects.
Yes, absolutely. You can follow me at DB Smith Jr. on Instagram and Twitter. I do have a Facebook account, but everything I post or present that just gets forwards there. So I'm not on there necessarily for promoting myself and anything else. So yes, definitely check me out on there. And also you can check me out at BJJ Fanatics for my catch wrestling tutorial I did last year on the Kimura double wrist lock. I'd want to thank all the fans for all their support and check out MLW every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. on Reels.
Guys, until next time, we're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.